When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Think you know the Brooks Ghost? Think again. Introducing the all-new, better-than-ever Ghost 16. Now with nitrogen-infused cushioning for lightweight, supreme softness that feels good every step, every street, every single day. So go ahead, take your daily joyride in the all-new nitrogen-infused Ghost 16. It'll turn your everyday miles into everyday endorphins. Let's run there. Head to brooksrunning.com to learn more.
Hello and welcome to the Baird In Pod, part of the 1012 Podcast Network, in partner with Sports Social Podcast Network. I'm Matt Workman, and today is a special second episode in your feed. Joe, how you doing this Friday morning?
It's Friday. It's early Friday morning. Most people that listen are not awake yet. No. Matt, you're just a early bird constantly chasing worms. I have a two-year-old, so neither of us know what waking up before or after the sun has already risen feels like anymore.
No, I get up, it's dark.
You wake up, it's dark. That's just the way life goes. It gets you into that great mood for the rest of the day. I'm doing well. It is, as you said, it's a special edition, a little bit of this extra March Madness style Baird In that we've got for you. I won't bury the lead. We'll talk for a couple of minutes here about some stuff that's already gone on in the tournament, but today we're bringing you a special interview that we did with Dariana Little Page Bugs from the Baylor women's basketball team, the 2023 unanimous Big 12 Freshman of the Year, all Big 12 player. I found out and I talked to her a little bit about how she actually holds the record, Matt, for most freshman of the week honors in a single season. And I don't know if you've remembered, but there have been a couple of pretty good freshmen that have come through this Baylor women's basketball program.
Yeah. I mean, there's, I think one of those is on staff right now. And then we honored another one earlier this year. So yeah, we've had some pretty talented freshmen come through the Baylor women's program for sure.
Yeah, Dariana was super fun to talk to. I cannot imagine truly how busy and how stressed out she must be right now.
It's a wild week because, they play.
She signed one of the coolest. Right. They do play today. That is correct. She signed one of the coolest NIL deals in the country. So her name is Dariana Little Page Bugs, and she got signed by Raid, the bug killer, For people like you and me, Matt, I think you and I will mostly remember those commercials from when we were a bit younger, where it was just like the CGI roaches that would be like, Raid!
Yeah. It is, that is really, whenever all this NIL thing came about, two or three years ago, this is kind of what I envisioned it to be, was this type of,
this brand, kind of fun
brand sponsorships for athletes.
Yeah.
So this is cool.
Got to talk to her a little bit about that. I'm going to plug her stuff too. Hey guys, it's spring. It's about to be summer. Go get some bug spray and pick up some Raid. Help out Dariana.
Yeah.
But before we get to that, as you mentioned, Matt, it's Friday morning, which means we have now had our first full day
of
true March Madness. And we got some madness yesterday.
It started off with madness, man. I mean, personally, I don't think I picked any of these. And so, technically, the first game was an upset because Michigan State was the lowest. I mean, it was an 8-9 game, but they were the 9 seed, and they beat Mississippi State.
True, but bet against Tom Izzo at your own peril.
Yeah, and I didn't. So, in my bracket, I had Michigan State getting past Mississippi State. But the big first upset was the next game, which was our BYU Cougars went down to Duquesne, the 11 seed. So yeah, that was, and then
the Dukes.
Yeah. And then, I mean, there were some close calls. Oregon, I mean, I know that's an upset because the South Carolina was a 6 seed, but that's, Oregon's a good, they have a good program. But yeah, they defeated South Carolina. And then the big one, though, is in the nightcap, Kentucky goes down to Oakland. And this guy, I forgot his name. I was watching highlights of it. Had 10 three-pointers for Oakland. One of their players.
Bulky was his name.
Yes. 10. And I think he's like, he wasn't, if, look at the stats, like he's not their leading scorer. I don't know if he was particularly their best shooter during the season. He was just on one and just couldn't miss. I saw some of those shots. Like, he's just throwing them up and there's draining threes. It was amazing performance. It's like one of those things where a player is just like, like in a zone from start to finish of a game. But yeah, Oakland defeats Kentucky, which a lot of people picked Kentucky in the Final Four. I mean, that was a trendy pick because they ended the season pretty hot. But it's one of those things, like in that first round, you don't really know your opponent. Like, you can watch film and everything, but you don't really know. And they, and like they did, like they get hot, like it's going to be hard to beat them. Like, it's happened to Baylor in tournament two. So yeah, that was a big upset. I think for the most part, it went pretty chalky after that. Both of my like upset picks, it did not go in the last
night.
I
took
was,
like Colorado State over Texas.
Yeah, I had McNeese over Gonzaga, didn't do well. And I actually picked Samford over Kansas and I got close, but
yeah, you owe me $10.
Didn't get good. Didn't happen. But yeah,
you remember I bet you $10 that Samford wouldn't beat them.
I was confident. They got close though. But yeah, so overall, day one of the tournament, the, you know, like the field of 64 was what you would expect. You know, I had some good upsets, good basketball, and we get to do it all again today. So this is why you love this time of year in the tournament, especially this weekend. The first weekend of the tournament is pretty special.
I need you to use your I know you're gonna edit this in like 20 minutes, yeah. Throw it up online and then head to work for the day. But if possible, you need to throw that scene from 300 where like the messenger dude at the beginning is like, this is madness.
Yes. And and we have, you know, Baylor's games today. Baylor men, they at 11:40 on True TV. So against Colgate.
Not
so.
Lie TV. True TV.
True TV. And yeah. So I'm going to try to watch that from work. Like, today's going to be super unproductive for me at work. It's Friday and we got a tournament going on. Like, I don't know if I'm going to get much work done today.
Yeah. Not only do the men play today, the women do too at 5:00 on ESPNU, by the way. And yes. That's when you need to go check out Dariana Little Page Bugs.
They are playing
and the rest of the women's basketball team.
Interesting about their particular like draw in their matchup is I think they play in Vanderbilt. Did they?
They're playing Vandy. Yep. And Vandy has already played a game. They played the 12-12 play-in game.
Columbia. They played, I think, Columbia.
Yes.
But a potential next round matchup was against Virginia Tech. And one of their best players is like out for the tournament, like has the ACL, correct. I think. So that's a big happening as far as Baylor's concerned, if they both advance to the next round. So,
yeah, Virginia Tech still has the advantage of being the host team in the first weekend because the game is in Blacksburg. So,
yeah, but that's an interesting development.
If you decide to complain about that, remember all the years we got that.
Yeah. Like 10 years in a row or something like that, something crazy like that. But yeah, so that is an interesting development as far as it concerns Baylor's potential advancement deeper into the tournament. But yeah, so Joe, let's go ahead and get to interview with Dariana Little Page Bugs.
Absolutely. Here you go, folks. Dariana Little Page Bugs. Welcome in, everyone, to a very special edition of the Baird In podcast. Earlier this week, we did do our bracket breakdown where Matt and I both picked both Baylor men and women to make the Final Four this year. On this special edition today, we are very, very lucky to have Dariana Little Page Bugs with us here today. She's going to talk a little bit about one of the coolest partnerships that I think I've heard of since NIL became a thing in college sports. Dariana, welcome in first and foremost. So happy to have you on here. Why don't you tell us a little bit about the deal that you've got going right now?
Well, first of all, hello. Thank you for having me. And yes, I was brought up the opportunity to partner with Raid. So that's what I did. And as for everyone that know me and may not know me, my name is Dariana Little Page Bugs. So this partnership was pitched to me, and at first I was nervous, but I've come to love it after seeing all the love I've been receiving, and also looking forward and future. Like, this is a huge opportunity for me, but I thought it was really cool, and I never thought that, like, my last name would get me something like this. So that's great to hear and have, and I'm very blessed to have this opportunity.
When I first heard about this, it was like, before I had thought the coolest NIL deal that I had heard so far was Dacoldis Crawford, the wide receiver from Nebraska, when he got the air conditioning NIL deal. And I heard this and I was like, okay, this surpasses it.
Yay. Yeah, this is really cool. And honestly, I really never thought that a last name would give me an NIL deal. So just seeing it come into play is awesome.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, let's talk a little bit about what's going on here over the next couple of days. You really hit the scene hard last year. You were the unanimous 2023 Freshman of the Year in the Big 12. You were an all Big 12 player. You set the record. I read about this, I'm sure you know, but as the most Freshman of the Week honors in a single season in Baylor history. And for those of you that are listening, there's been some pretty amazing freshmen that have come through the Baylor women's basketball program. So that was serious honors last year. Now you're a seasoned vet. It's your second year. You're going to your second NCAA tournament. What is kind of like the biggest difference that you're feeling so far? I know you haven't played a game yet, but compared to last year when you first got into this, you're a freshman. I know you've probably played in huge tournaments before across the country before you even got to college. But how do you feel today compared to how you felt going into it last year?
I feel a lot more comfortable. I think last year I just being a freshman and coming into something new, I wasn't really knowledgeable of. I knew the expectations, but actually having to do them as a freshman, being on a big stage, and was expected of a lot. I think that I wouldn't say I shied away, but I just didn't know because it was my first year, so I had to adjust a lot. And sometimes playing so much and having to be put in positions that you may not necessarily know what exactly to do, I think that's an area of growth I really grew in, because now I feel a lot more comfortable in playing and knowing what to do, or maybe knowing the next action, and just keep the play rolling and keeping my head up. But I would also say confidence is one thing I think I have more of this year going into the tournament, because last year, like I said, I really didn't know what to expect. And sometimes I just didn't know, have the knowledge to know what was going on in certain situations, because I hadn't been put in those positions just yet. But I think now that I've had this 1 year under my belt, I have a lot more experience, and not saying that I won't mess up, but I definitely think I have corrected a lot going into the tournament this year.
That's huge. Yeah, I have to imagine, like, no matter how amazing as you are, like, as a freshman, it's the first time going into it, there's going to be butterflies. And now that you've done it before, it's like, okay, we can dive into this. Yes. Give the people a little bit of an idea of what it's like to travel and be a student athlete in the NCAA tournament. Have you guys had an opportunity yet to go play on the court or do shoot around in Blacksburg? So that way you can kind of get a feel for what the stadium looks like and feels like. Do you guys get the opportunity to go out and do, like, maybe fun activities as a team, some team building and stuff, or while you're there, does Coach Colin really keep you guys locked down and focused?
We're definitely here on a business trip, so not much sightseeing other than riding to and from practice and maybe to dinner. But definitely for the best. And sorry, I just had a brain just. But we're definitely here on a business trip. We don't do much sightseeing. And then we have had a shoot around today. It wasn't too much. We we just got in there and just you did the usual. And obviously we do scout, so we've been scouting them and maybe just went over some stuff to worry about for the game coming up. And then just being a student athlete and traveling, especially is such a high tournament, is it's a lot. You're a lot more busy, and you'd think like maybe on the road you'd have a little bit of free time or a lot more free time, but you actually have a pretty busy schedule. You're thrown in a lot of like packed schedules because of change of events, so anything can happen. So and maybe you go overtime in something. So you just have a packed schedule, but I think just as student athletes, and usually as a student athlete, you've been playing for years, so you adjust pretty quickly, and you kind of just, it's kind of just second nature to you, and a lot of things don't really faze you that may faze someone else that hasn't played sports in such a structured environment. It's a lot. I don't think people realize that as well, too. Like, we are human at the end of the day, but I think we make it work pretty well. We have a lot of support from our coaches and those around us to keep us sane. But it's busy, but it's also really exciting. Like, the tournament is such a huge deal, and getting to play in it is a huge opportunity. So we're excited to be here, always excited to be here, and we're just ready to go play.
Yeah, you guys got a tough Vanderbilt team coming up. They're the 12 seed. You guys got given that 5 seed. They've already played one game as they had to kind of earn their way into the full 64 teams that are playing in the official tournament. Do you look at that as like maybe an advantage that they already had to play a couple days ago and you guys get a little bit of extra rest?
I would say it's like 50-50. Like, you do have an advantage, but at the same time, we're a totally different team. So, you have to always stay on your P's and Q's. And, I know they had to focus on that team. And also something that, is kind of difficult is that one day prep for, from here on out, because it's just a quick turnaround. So you really have to be, paying attention to details and really focusing and locking in. And also, I know like your body hurts and stuff, but that's also another hump you have to get over going into tournament this huge. But I wouldn't say it's a disadvantage or an advantage, because like I said, we are two different teams, but I know they're going to come with it. They did have a chance to play last night, so they do have a game under their belt. So maybe they have all of their jitters out, and but also feel like we are a different team. You can't play as how you played Columbia yesterday. So I'm pretty sure they're going to come in on their P's and Q's. They have stuff on us, and we're going to come in there. But yeah.
Yeah. March is always full of madness. You can't really overlook anybody. One of the things that I like most about your game, and this is a podcast that really, really enjoys the Baylor women's basketball team and actually loves y'all's style of play under Coach Collin. It's a blast to watch you guys, especially when you're firing on all cylinders. One of the things that I've been amazed about you this year is like a lot of players get into what they call the sophomore slump, right? Where you kind of get out there, maybe you're running on adrenaline during your freshman year. There's not as much tape on you. And then sophomore year comes around, you're playing against the same folks, the same coaching staffs. And they're like, okay, these are the ideas that we have to guard her. You're basically averaging the exact same stats that you were last year. You're in double digits in points. You're almost in a double-double averaging with your rebounds. The biggest changes that I noticed, though, was your free throw percentage went up 11 points this year. So you were about 66%. You're a little over 76% this year. Was that a huge point of emphasis for you during the offseason?
Oh, definitely. I even said it last year. I definitely wasn't pleased with my free throw percentage because having to adjust on like a different court sometimes is hard. But I always take pride in free throws because you never really have to like change, because it's your own shot. You created it. You take your time. And nobody's guarding you. So like you have that just, okay, I can be in my own mode. But I definitely was kind of disappointed last year because, especially growing up and the coaches I did have, we really emphasized free throws. Free throws win and lose games. So they're very important to me and my team. And my coach even said that. She told me, she's like, you're doing really good in free throw percentage this year. And I definitely take pride in that. And having my free throw percentage go up so much, I was definitely excited about that. And that is something that I have been working on, and I do take a lot of pride in it. So just seeing that percentage go up and knowing I hit those shots a lot more are just amazing to me, because obviously I can do it, but it's just something that I take pride in, and I'm happy that it's going good for me.
Yeah, that those are things that can be super super helpful in like a tournament setting, because you get a lot of those like squeezed games at the end where it's a 3 to 5 point game and you're getting fouled, and if you can go out there and you can hit those free throws, you can easily put games away. I know you're super busy today. You're bouncing around. I've got one last major question for you. So it has been a massive year for women's basketball in the United States. I think we're breaking all kinds of viewership records this year. A lot of that has been due to just the stellar performance over really the last few years by Caitlin Clark up at Iowa. She is unbelievable to watch. She's must see TV. But as a Baylor fan, there's something I've always wondered, you know, when I'm talking to people that are actually in the trenches doing this stuff. If you could have right now for this tournament run, you could put prime Caitlin Clark as she is right now on your team, would you take her or would you take prime Brittany Griner? Are you going for the big or are you going for the deadly shooter?
I'm not going to lie, because I'm looking at my team statistics and stuff. I would take Brittany Griner. Like, we have shooters.
Yeah,
like
we there
can
we
shoot.
Go.
You have to play as honest. And obviously, Caitlin Clark is a great shooter. But I think for the makeup of our team, a dominant big is crazy, because then you have to play as honest. Like, you have to. And just having that advantage is, okay, will you collapse or do I collapse? Because, you know, I don't want you to make it, but if I collapse, that's open for a shooter. And we have all-around shooters, so it's kind of a I don't know. So I would definitely take Brittany Griner, because I also feel like she'd make us better. And we got the chance to practice with her, and just her energy and her encouragement and her knowledge, I feel like that would be so helpful for us. And maybe she didn't have college Brittany Griner. She didn't have the WNBA knowledge just yet. Her energy, and she's just such a great teammate. And I was only practicing with her for a day. I think that just her character would help us out a lot more. She's very encouraging, and she's like, just because you miss a shot, keep going. I know one of my teammates, she was like, I'm not shooting anymore. She's like, yes, you are. So like, she passed, and she's like, if you don't shoot, like, I'm gonna keep passing to you because you should shoot. But I would definitely take Brittany Griner, her prime. That would be so great for us, because you'd really have to play as honest, because it's like, do I come off the shooter or do I give her a 2 point? So
yeah, I cannot imagine her with this roster. Just like, what do you do? Play her one-on-one. Well, Dariana, thank you so much for the time. Can you tell the people one more time about your partnership that you've got going on?
Yes, I'm partnering with Raid. One spray keeps the bugs away. So you guys should definitely get some Raid, especially this upcoming spring and summer. You know how it gets down here in the South. But 6 weeks prevention of bugs. So that's the bright side of Ray, but always blessing for this opportunity.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Dariana, and good luck. Sick 'em Bears.
Sick 'em.
All right. That was great stuff.
Yeah, she was great, man. Really, yeah. Really fun to interview.
Take a drink of coffee. So that was cool. The cool opportunity for us to be able to do that and to promote what she's got going on with Raid, and, you know, support Baylor student athletes is something that we both feel very strongly about. And we support student athletes all across the board for sure.
Absolutely. It's good for Baylor. It's good for the athletes to get these NIL deals done. So, I mean, it's been a long time coming, and these are like these are like the heartbeat, like the real good stuff, the meat of NIL, right? I don't think any of us wanted NIL so that way, you know, a big school could create a big conglomerate group that's just like, if you're an offensive lineman and you come here, we'll pay you $50,000. You know, as much as I still think that's fair, don't get me wrong. Yeah. When we all heard NIL, like, it was like, I think Tim Tebow and Johnny Manziel should be able to sell t-shirts, you know. I loved, like I mentioned it in the interview, as you guys heard, like I loved it when like DeColdest Crawford got an air conditioning NIL deal. Somebody named Little Page Bugs gets a Raid deal. Like, this is what it's all about.
And I think also like her Jeremy Roach,
from Duke.
You know, it's interesting to have like these names that are kind of, you know, they go along with bug killers or whatever, but it's a fun way to do NIO.
Yeah, it's the right way to do it. And
it's the right way to do it. Absolutely.
So, huge for Dariana, huge for Baylor. It's great for your own marketing too, because other athletes in the future are going to see this. Matt, we have the Bearden has a name and image likeness deal. Well, you want to tell people about it?
Well, yeah. I think we love to mention Charlie Hustle.
And Charlie Hustle, you can put our faces on a shirt. Feel free. We give you
feel free. As always, you know, they support this podcast. We certainly appreciate them. And they have something special going on this week for March Madness. They have their own March Madness going on over at charliehustle.com and in store if you are in the local Kansas City area. And some of these deals are, I've already taken advantage of them. And trust me, they are, talk about deals. They are good deals. You can get $30 off the college varsity jackets, 20% off fleece, college fleece, and $10 off college unisex t-shirts. And that's what I took advantage of. And so some of them, and it's $10 off. So some of these shirts, they're already discounted, and then you're going to get an additional $10 off. So it's a really good deal. I would definitely suggest going over to charliehustle.com, looking at their collegiate collection, picking out a shirt, fleece, jacket, something that speaks to you, and definitely take advantage of the sales this week. And it's Thursday through Sunday, just the first weekend of March Madness. So definitely take advantage of that.
I know the people that are listening can't see me, because that's like the whole point of the audio medium. Yeah. Yeah, but Matt, you can. I'm wearing one of my Charlie Hustle shirts right now.
Yeah, and I'm wearing
the Sikkim tee this morning.
I bought the green helmet tee.
Baylor helmet. That was great.
I bought that yesterday, and it was like $15, which is, it's a $36 shirt. So it's a good deal. So
yeah, it's great deals. So yeah, great deals right now.
I think I may go on today. I've been deciding about buying one of the fleece, because
get the jacket.
I really like that monogram.
Get the jacket. You're a skinny boy now.
So I'm gonna look over there. It's part of my life.
The only downside of the jacket is there's like 4 days a year that you can wear it.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like the hoodie or the fleece, I think. I wear those a lot more than I would do jackets during the year.
Yeah, I wear hoodies and fleeces like, indoors all the time.
Yeah, like I'm a big shorts and hoodie guy. So if it's 50, that's kind of my uniform, you know. But yeah, definitely go over there. They're gracious enough to support the podcast, and so we definitely suggest all of our listeners go and support them for sure.
Absolutely.
So before we get out of here, Joe, I did want to mention, one thing on the football side. Did you see the news about the honoring of the 2013 and 14?
I did. Yes. Football team? I saw the press release.
I think that's a good thing. I think it's a good thing overall. Also, I mentioned this on Twitter. I think it is a level of pettiness that really warms my heart that we're doing this before the TCU game or during the TCU game this year, whenever coaches that were involved in the Baylor team are on the opposite side, and one of their coaches is on our side. So it's an interesting little turn of events.
It'll be fun.
It'll be fun. And be fun. We need fun because we don't have any nose tackles. So
yeah,
we need something fun. For sure.
Yeah.
All right, Joe. That was our special bonus pod.
Special bonus episode. Again, huge thanks to Dariana Little Page Books for jumping in.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And yeah, go support what she's doing with this NIL deal.
Buy some Raid.
Go, definitely go and watch Baylor Women's play today. On ESPNU, like Joe said. And
they play at 5 p.m. on ESPNU.
Yeah, I mean, you can do multiple screens. You can have the Baylor women at 5, March Madness going on all day. It's a great day to be a basketball fan, especially a college basketball fan. So everyone enjoy it. And before we get out of here, Joe, tell people where they can find you.
They can find me on Twitter at the_Joe_Goodman or on ourdailybears.com. Also, come check us out in the Wide Right Natty Light Discord for the 1012 Network channel that we have in there. And you can find me and Matt in the Our Daily Paris Discord.
Always.
In any random channel. Tag us and get us out of the woodwork. Matt, where can the people find you? Where can they find the podcast?
You can find me on Twitter at Matt_Workman and the podcast at The Baird In Pod, also on Twitter. And yeah, that's all I got for this bonus episode, Joe.
Excellent. As always, Matt, sick 'em Bears.
Sick 'em Bears.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.